The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. All over the place. A lot of Andre Johnson stuff. A lot of female stuff. A32 says, my husband asked questions the entire time during my show to the point where I hate watching it around him.
That's a strategy.
It's a strategy. And if it's working, it sounds like it's working for him. So, yeah, I've tried the talking during it, but I find it so annoying. I just put headphones on and wait for it to be over. You know, it's kind of like people sex.
Yeah.
You just put headphones on and wait for it to be over.
But then what happens if she starts talking during your show?
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah. She doesn't really do that. She's not happy about it, and I can tell, and that's kind of me getting her back for the one that she did to me the night before, but she won't talk during it. At least my shows are interesting.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure to you they are.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like I'll go and watch. Well, okay, maybe I will watch Buckaroo Banzai.
Like when you watch The Bachelor,
time.
Does she?
I do not watch The Bachelor.
Does she care?
Not you. You know that I'm not into fake reality shows.
Oh, okay,
that's not one I would watch.
All right,
but. I do like, well, I mean, we watch a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But it's just those particular things I despise watching. That's all. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it's like, okay, I've got one for you. The big lead, went through and ranked every quarterback taken in the first round since the start of the BCS era, which has been late 90s. I'm really, really only interested in the bottom three, which you could probably guess.
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to. So going back to the late 90s.
Yep.
John Football's got to be. Somewhere on that list.
He's not anywhere in the category of these guys, though. Ryan Leaf, 55. Jamarcus Russell, 54. Akili Smith, 53.
Did Akili Smith play less than John Football did?
I think he had 6 touchdowns in 22 games. He was a lot
worse. What about Ryan Leaf?
Ryan Leaf actually had some moments, but number 2 overall versus 22.
Okay, so there it's.
I mean, you got to factor.
I thought they were just ranking the players, first round quarterbacks.
Criteria include both on field performance and draft status. The bottom of the list, bus draft status matters more because none of those players panned out. That's why they've got Tim Couch at 52, which I think is way too low.
Tim Couch was a decent. I mean, he wasn't a number one overall pick, but he was a decent player.
He actually led them to I think an 8-8 season one year. I mean, yeah, that's too low. He shouldn't be below Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn was horrible. He's just not a good player. He wasn't a good player.
Matt Leinart, 50. I think that's a little low.
Yeah, okay.
And then Manziel is number 49.
So whose career would you have rather had, Matt Leinart or John Footballs?
Matt Leinart's.
Not even a question.
Matt Leinart or Brady Quinn?
Matt Leinart.
Tim Couch or Brady Quinn?
Tim Couch.
Yeah, I think that some of these are kind of silly. Let's see, just throwing a few names out there.
EJ Manuel has to be pretty high on the
47th,
list.
47th, right behind Christian Ponder. his former Florida State.
Your boy Jake Locker's got to be pretty high on that list.
You know what? Jake Locker is 42nd.
Okay, that's pretty good.
A spot ahead of David Carr.
Oh, poor DC.
See, and they've got Blaine Gabbert ahead of David Carr. I don't know,
this
man.
This is not fair.
Yeah, I don't
Where's,
think
Where's Timmy Tebow?
39.
So Tim Tebow better than David Carr?
Yep, according to this. He did have the playoff game.
Okay. This list is stupid. I just wanted
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, I got
to
tell you, because some of these here in the middle, they got like J.P. Lossman, 34th.
He should be lower.
Yeah, Byron Leftwich, 38th. Byron Leftwich had a couple of pretty good games.
He was seasons. Fine.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater's at 31, but probably not unfair. He just got snapped.
Yeah.
Vince Young, 30.
That might be too high, but...
It did make it to the playoffs one year.
That's true.
Mark Sanchez, 29.
Okay.
Now, some of these, they've got Pat Mahomes, 28, and Mitch Trubisky, 27. There's no way of knowing.
Yeah. Well,
Pat Mahomes won one game, which is one more than a lot of Browns guys did. But
yeah. But, again, Pat Mahomes or Tim Couch.
Okay, here's one.
Where do they put your boy?
I'll get to that shortly.
Okay.
Here's one. They have Jason Campbell, 25, from the Redskins in 2005. A spot ahead of Blake Bortles. Listen, I don't love Blake Bortles, but you can't have Jason Campbell or Ryan Tannehill ahead of him.
No.
They have Deshaun at 23.
23 through six games?
Yep.
All right.
Just said, we didn't see much, but what we saw was pretty darn impressive. Yeah, I don't know how you... I think you have to leave, like, last year's guys off. I don't think there's any way to judge them yet. Bradford, 22. Jay Cutler at 20. Right behind Jared Goff. Dante Culpepper, 18.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, here's one for you. They've got Winston, 17, and Mariota, 16. Seem a little high, considering that... As number one and number two picks, they've been okay. They've shown flashes, but I think those teams think they have their franchise quarterback, but are you 100% sold?
No.
Joey Flacco, 15.
That seems about right.
Matt Stafford, 14. Alex Smith, 13. Carson Wentz, 12.
Okay.
Right behind Carson Palmer, Michael Vick.
Carson Wentz at 12 might be high. I mean, he looked good.
He looked great.
I felt the same way about Jared Goff at... What'd you say, 18 or whatever
I mean, they
it was.
Both had really good seasons last year, but, yeah. Vic at 10, Phillip Rivers, 9, Donovan McNabb, 8.
Ooh, that might be low.
Yeah. Andrew Luck, 7.
I mean, he looks...
He looks so good to start his career.
He's such a prototype, but, yeah, he's not been able to stay healthy. You'd have to factor that into it. At this point,
I think the numbers fair. It still might be a little low for me at 7, but Cam Newton 6, Matt Ryan 5, Eli 4, Roethlisberger 3, Rodgers 2,
Manning 1.
I wouldn't argue much with that top 5. I mean what we've seen out of Eli the last few years isn't very exciting.
No, but he's got a couple Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
That
And I think if you ask any of these teams, all right, you get this quarterback for 15 years, you win two Super Bowls, you might have a bunch of crap seasons in there. You take it.
Matt Ryan, the best one without a Super Bowl?
In these rankings, yeah, I would say I think that's fair.
So you said what you just said before that, though, was most of these franchises would take, if they get a Super Bowl out of it, they'll take some bad years in exchange for it, like the Ravens did. Yeah, and they're probably.
Would you rather be the Ravens or the Texans?
The Ravens.
Would you rather be?
No doubt.
And again, we talked about this earlier. Texans, 6 playoff appearances in 9 years. That's pretty good.
Then where was Phillip Rivers? He was in the top 10, right?
Phillip Rivers was 9.
Would you rather have Joe Flacco's career or Phillip Rivers' career?
If it comes with a Super Bowl, I'm taking. I mean, that's a goal, right? You want to win
a
Super Bowl.
Goal.
So if you get that, I'll take Eli's 2 magical runs in the playoffs. And eat all these other crap years of his just to get those. But that's me. I mean, that's supposed to be the ultimate goal, theoretically. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713 780-3776.
That's an interesting list. Flawed, but interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know who was sitting around thinking, hey, let's go rank the 55 first-round quarterbacks.
Somebody trying to get me charged up.
Yeah. So.
They succeeded.
832 says, I put my headphones on and listened to your podcast during my wife's show. That's a good choice. So. How many Browns in the bottom 25? Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, they're all in that mix.
Yeah. So we asked about Drew Brees. He was not a first-round pick.
No.
Drew Brees was top of the second round. That's why he does not make the list. So, yeah, well, something to play with. Do we have something here, John, or are we just late for break? I was expecting music.
He's late for break.
Yeah.
He's in there just watching porn.
No, he's in there working on stuff for his next podcast.
That's
what he's
exactly
doing.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm watching Big Little Lies.
All right, as long as you're not masturbating to it. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Here's a report for you. That the Jets, apparently it's unlikely the Jets keep either Christian Hackenberg or Bryce Petty. Looks like they're going to release them both.
Probably a good call.
Yeah. I just have a sneaking suspicion that somebody might bring him down here to see if he can compete.
Oh, no.
the big inaccurate Christian Hackenberg. So I'm not blaming him for the Jets trading up to take him in the second round. That guy should have been fifth or sixth round pick,
right,
if that. But I always thought Bryce Petty could develop into a quarterback, but he really hasn't. And I'm just started to understand that the guys coming out of that Browns offense, it's really hard. You know, I thought he could be okay. And he still might be a decent backup in the league, but he sure hadn't shown anything on the field. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And a lot of people text me, what about this guy? What about this guy? Go to thebiglead.com, and it's on there. So you can check it out.
Again, flawed list.
Yeah, it's a flawed list, but it's like, can you go back and tell me about this guy? Well, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
Did you see Dustin? I guess David Anderson was on 610 and said that the Texans were breaking huddles with Obama for change. It sounds like everybody was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest.
Yeah,
the whole getting mad at your players for celebrating is weird. Players breaking huddles with Obama for change is weird. There's just a lot of weird. Like, the political environment at NRG must have just been ridiculous.
Well, I think part of the problem is, and I'll blame everybody here, that Bob's vocal about his stuff, so his players are going to be vocal about their stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't win if you start bringing politics into a business.
That's why you should just be like me. You vote for people who you know have no chance of being elected. That way you get to bitch about whoever does get elected. If Hillary would have won, I could still bitch about her. Trump won, I can bitch about him.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't like either one of them. You're asking me to choose between two people that I don't think were going to do a very good job. And just once, I mean, I'd like to have a choice between two people who I thought could do a good
job.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be great if, like, you're like, man, this guy's good, but this guy might be really good. This is so tough.
Yeah. Instead, it's like, man, I'm going to feel I'm going to be holding my nose, whichever one I put in here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feel good about it. And, you know, but then, you know, whoever wins is, oh, you're the greatest because we won. And whoever loses, oh, you're the worst. Benghazi. Yeah. It's like, But see, that's just a bigger problem is how we treat politics like sports, and we shouldn't. Is that Eric? Is that right? Eric, what's up?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Sports. Okay, so here's what I got. So besides the teams at the top, the other team that would obviously be looking for a quarterback is the Patriots. So if you say all the top guys are gone by 15 and they don't want to take a flyer on Lamar Jackson and they can't trade out, who's someone that they might be looking at late? Round 4, 5, or 6.
Yeah, I don't know about 4, 5, or 6. We talked about that a little bit with Lance yesterday. It's after the top 6 or 7 guys, almost everyone is 4th, 5th, 6th roundish. Like,
yeah,
there's the guys that teams are willing to reach for, and then there's everybody else. So outside of,
I think Mason Rudolph is the cutoff line.
Mason Rudolph is the cutoff line for 1st, 2nd rounders.
Yeah. All of whom will go higher than they should.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
But everybody else is in that. I don't know if there will be a quarterback taken in the 3rd, but 3rd to 7th. So there's a pretty solid line.
Yeah.
That separates those players.
And it's not like we're separating the really good from the pretty good. I think we're separating an awful lot of question marks from guys that you have very little faith in.
And there's a lot of teams that are looking for quarterbacks. The Patriots are one of many.
Yeah, and they're far enough down that they're going to have to move up if they want one of these guys.
Yeah.
Unless, and then once you start getting into that next group, I think anywhere from, you know, Logan Woodside to Chase Litton, I don't care what you draft at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're guessing, you're hoping you got somebody coming and develop as a backup. I don't think you're going to get a starter out of that. So, but we shall see. I think it's interesting to see which teams that we haven't talked about as much. Like Denver. Is Denver going to take a quarterback? Maybe.
Probably.
It would make sense, right? You know, what's left for the Bills when they pick? Do they move up a few spots to get a guy? I think there's some teams that, and what about the Ravens? Maybe the Ravens need to be looking at a potential replacement.
How much longer do they have to pay
Flacco? 1 more year. They've got to pay him this year. They could get rid of him next year. It's kind of like J.J. Watt, frankly.
I wouldn't argue with it. I mean, they're also, oddly enough, as bad as Joe Flacco was last year, the Ravens weren't bad. I mean, they're still not exactly in a position to draft, you know, or move up to get whoever they want or whatever. I mean, they don't have a high pick again. It's sort of a conundrum because, I mean,
right.
It's unlikely that any of the top 4 or 5 guys are going to be there at 16. So do you reach for a guy that you don't really love, or do you ride Joe Flacco and you either hope that he turns it around next year, or you hope that he totally melts and you're picking in the top, you know, 8 to 10 next year?
Well, I think ideally you would get a guy much like Kansas City did last year, where, okay, we're going to go get Pat Mahomes. We've got Alex Smith. We're going to let the year play out. Hopefully Mahomes won't have to play, or whomever, the Mahomes equivalent. And we develop him, and then we can move on the next year.
But the problem is the Chiefs had to, like, move up to get Mahomes, remember?
Well, and that's the thing. They may have to do the same thing.
I don't think I'd want to do that if I'm the Ravens.
Well, here's where Joe Flacco ranks among the 33 quarterbacks who've thrown at least 800 passes in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Yards per attempt, 33.
Okay.
Touchdown pass percentage, 33. Touchdown to interception ratio, 33. Passer rating, 32. Ahead of Blake Bortles.
Man.
Net yards per pass attempt, 33. Adjusted net yards per pass attempt, 33. He averaged 5.7 yards per attempt last year. And they say, to put it in some perspective, Ryan Leaf's career yards per attempt, 5.6.
Wow.
Jamarcus Russell's, 6.0. Now, again, that's taking, well, it's not just one stat. There's several stats there, but a lot of them are very related stats.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's over a five-year span. And, I mean, I think they do need to consider.
Well, let's also ask this. Who's the best running back the Ravens have had in the last 5 years?
Well, that's the thing. They haven't.
Who's the best receiver they've had? Like, they're not doing a lot to put talent around Joe Flacco, and then they're quick to blame him. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Well, like, part of it, they had to pay him like that, and you didn't have the money to go out and get those guys. So if you do pay the guy like that, you kind of have to ask him to be better than this.
That's fair.
And even with, and I think those are fair points. I really do. But even with that, you got to be better than this. You have to. Now,
the one thing I'll say about Joe Flacco is in the last 5 years, and I guess if we're going to say the last 5 years, you can go, this applies to Joe Flacco throughout his career. No matter how much talent was around him, Joe Flacco's had one losing season. One. That's not easy to do in the NFL. I mean, how long has he been in the league? 10 years, something like that? And they were really bad a couple years ago, and that was the year that he got hurt. I think they would have had a losing record no matter what.
Right.
Because I think he went out with like 10 games into the season. They were 3-7 or whatever. They were bad.
Yeah.
They were headed to a losing season with him at the helm. But, and that's the other thing that you got to love about Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco in 10 years of football has started all but 6 games. That's pretty good. He's played 16 games in 9 out of 10 seasons, and he's 92-62 as a starter. I mean, I get those numbers you threw at me, they're bad. I get it. They are bad. But this isn't, it's not the same thing as like Eli Manning, where, you know, the team is just a total disaster when he's not perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at the Giants' record the last few. I mean, they're a roller coaster ride. The Ravens are consistently pretty competitive, even when Joe Flacco's not at his best. I think that's, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I just, if I'm them, I'm wondering, you know, do you make a move? And I'm not saying get rid of him next year. I'm saying he starts next year and hopefully plays all year and gets you back to the playoffs.
Right.
But,
because mind you, they were 9-7 last year.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco was bad. It was probably his, besides the injury season, he's probably had one other season in his career that was worse than last year. And they were 9-7.
Well, just imagine if he had been something better than 33rd on that list.
Right.
What they would have been. All right. Quick break. Jong, is Jerome joining us today or is he still dead?
Nope. He's joining us.
Awesome. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means guess who's back from the grave again. Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle all-around superstar. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. And you were probably hoping to hear him last Friday, but instead you heard 3 hours of AJ.
Yeah.
So, welcome back.
Oh, at least Joel's wife enjoyed it.
Joel's wife did enjoy the show. She thought it was great with me on here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say she enjoyed 3 hours of AJ, but okay.
No, come on. I'm a gentleman.
that's
what?
That's low even for us.
Yeah, I would never.
Come on.
Well, that's the only reason I would go there, because that's y'all's wheelhouse.
No.
No.
She only loves me on the radio.
Ah. Very cool. But yeah, alive is relative. I'm still recuperating.
Are you missing teeth?
No, actually, the tooth is fine. There's just some weird infection in tooth area, as it were. And the antibiotics are trying to work, but still hadn't gotten there yet.
So you're saying
I look like I've been punched.
Okay, no. So the real thing is he got into a bar fight and somebody crushed him.
I love it.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to admit it, which is cool. I would be the same way. I'd be like, I got a tooth problem.
There's the tooth. Yeah, blame on the tooth. Why do you smell like Jack Daniels? I was using it to try to dull the pain.
Yeah, I didn't used to watch Westerns. That's how they did it.
Exactly. Now, I can say this. There were several points where I really was literally considering taking a hammer to my head.
You should have asked me. I would have done that for you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help with that.
Oh, I'm sure there would have been volunteers all over that would have been willing to do that.
You could have done a Twitter contest.
I got your back.
For those of you who hate me the most.
I could have gone over to on Kirby and, let Bobby Nair or somebody jump in on it. Which has been kind of quiet from them lately, except he's the only one saying much or anything.
So I've been hearing that he's actually got a PR firm that's telling him to go out and address this stuff. Is that correct as far as you know?
I haven't heard from said PR firm, so I don't know, and I haven't looked into it. If that PR firm is making a huge mistake. These things in the NFL or in sports in general, or in 2018 and anywhere in the world, get erased rather quickly and people move on. In the NFL, they move on even faster from a team like the Texans. Nobody cares about the Texans. I mean, it's the only way for it to linger is to continue to address it, And people would say and they're not going to change what they believe about Bobby Nair, period. It has no true effect on his business, because whatever the amount of tickets they can sell for week one, they would sell whether he addresses this or not. You know what I mean? And the corporations aren't going to run from him or anything like that unless he goes out and makes more mistakes while addressing him, which is possible, probable even. Why bother? It's one of those things where why dignify it with a response?
Right.
Why dignify your own stupidity with a response? Why legitimize your mistake by going in and, bringing it back up so people can discuss all over again, because nobody's going to hear what you have to say and change their mind about it. So you're debating yourself, basically. And it makes no sense.
Yeah, and you just wonder at some point if one of your big advertisers says, man, enough of this. We can't deal with this.
You would think at some point that might come up, but, this is a big dog, the NFL. So there's still going to be, if you're a local advertiser, why would you run from something like this? Because he hasn't done anything that would draw up enough of a protest to make another business respond. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah, but if he keeps saying this stuff, sooner or later, you're going to slip up.
At some point, he will cross that threshold. That's why he would let it be. Just let it be. I don't buy for one second the people who said, never watch another Texans game. Yes, you will. Yeah. He'd be right there in week one, just like everybody else will. I rarely believe people when they say those kinds of things anyway, but they certainly aren't telling the truth on those kind of things over something like this.
Yeah, my friend who would text me that he'd never watch another Texans game is the same one who'll be texting me when Deshaun's 10 for 13 in the first quarter in game one.
Exactly. Yeah, if he'd done something real and legitimate and over the top, then when you make that kind of a pronouncement, it has some teeth to it. But he made a statement that you disagree with or you were bothered by, please. If that stops you from watching Texans game, you should have stopped a long time ago because they've done a whole lot more offensive things than that. Look at the scoreboard. Wow. Look at some of the play calls they've made. That's been far more offensive than anything McNair said, you know?
I would just say, in those people's defense, they were probably looking for a reason to eject anyway, if it comes to that.
Right, and that could be a final straw type of a thing. But, I mean, I think even then, you know, it's no. You know, even if you were a final straw person, you got more positive last year, even with that poor record, than you got negative. Think about it. You're a final straw person entering last season, right? Your negatives are Savage and the record and Bob McNair. Your positives, Deshaun Watson and Rick Smith's gone. That's more than a wash. I think your positives win.
Bill O'Brien's back, though. You didn't mention that one.
Well, but you know, you're crazy enough to be a fan for this long. Bill O'Brien's back. Bill O'Brien was great for 6 weeks or so, you think. Deshaun Watson wanted Bill O'Brien back. So he said, just like every other player would say, because you're fooled not to say that. But still, I think if you're a Texans fan, you should be feeling pretty good about the way things are, because Deshaun Watson's there, Rick Smith's gone. I don't think Bob Miller should have that much of an effect on your fandom. You know?
What are you working on these days, man?
Oh, man. Get ready for the Rockets playoffs. That's the thing. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see what comes of it. I do know I just wrote a little thing today about the three teams they could possibly play, with the Spurs, Pelicans, and
Timberwolves.
You want no parts of the Spurs. They're too well coached, too much of a machine, too much possible of what they can pull out. I mean, I think the Rockets would have, I know the Rockets would be a heavy favorite over whomever they play, but you just don't want to mess around with them. And with, you know, Houston's luck, Kawhi Leonard would decide to show up all of a sudden and play. But, you know, the Spurs can give the Rockets as much trouble as the other two, for sure, without Kawhi Leonard. So you want the Timberwolves to take on the youngsters and handle them. They're not a good defensive team. That'll be a better matchup.
I think even better situation, I guess the Nuggets, if they win, they move up to the 7th spot.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, if the Spurs lose, then they would get Minnesota if they beat the Nuggets. They would get the Spurs if the Nuggets beat Minnesota. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So in that instance, so if you're a Rocket fan, you should be hoping for Minnesota.
Right. I mean, I think that's Minnesota plays, at a pace that the Rockets wouldn't mind, but the Rockets aren't as much of a pace team as people think they are, because they're so high scoring. They're about efficiency. And the Timberwolves have the one of the worst defensive – they put up the worst defensive numbers in the league, like the fourth worst. That means the Rockets' offense should have success against them, and you're not gonna beat the Rockets if their offense is smoking, and their offense should smoke against the Timberwolves. So that should be a relatively easy series. Granted, I think they should all be. But also, you don't want the Pelicans, because – Anthony Davis will go 40-20 one of those nights, maybe more than one, and he could win a game or two by himself, extending a series and putting pressure and stress onto your situation that you don't really want to be involved in. You want to win this first-round series in a sweep or five games and get ready for the next round, and that's the easiest way to do it as a Timberwolves.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter, @JeromeSolomon, and hope you get the feeling better, and we'll be talking to you next week, and probably be talking a little Rockets playoffs with you next week.
We should be between games 1 and 2 by then, so it should be interesting. All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
Take care, man. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. You get a chance, check out sportsmap.com today. Really good stuff. Fun column from Raheel, which is worth checking out. And you know, for my two hockey fans, I got a hockey preview up because...
You had more than two.
Well, oddly enough, this is strange how this works. It's actually number three on the site today. Raheel's is number one. The second one is that column I wrote on the World Series about, you know, my dad and growing up around that. That's number two on the site today.
How long ago did you write that?
6 months. Well, whenever. The day after the Astros won the World Series.
People are feeling
I don't know. I guess it must have got retweeted or something somewhere. That happens with this stuff sometimes. But, yeah, the hockey's done better than I thought it would. I had a couple people ask me if I would do it, and it's like, man, it's a lot of work for not many hits. But, you know, I try to be about the people.
That's right.
So, all right. One thing, just totally off. Totally off topic here before we get to Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Two things. A really good Twitter follow on poker for poker is Poker News.
I thought you were going to say me.
Well, yeah. But they have, they'll go through hands and how they played them and stuff. And it's very useful. Jonathan Little does a lot of stuff on there. So if you're looking for somebody to follow on Twitter for that, Poker News is a really good one. The other thing is, John, apparently Charlie Polillo dropped an S-bomb on the air today.
What? Oh, did he?
Yeah, well, apparently someone left his mic on.
Oh, no.
And because a friend of mine texted me and just said, come on, get this bleep out of here during a commercial. Apparently it was a Salisbury commercial on for a while, and then all of a sudden he said that.
Uh-oh.
So somebody didn't turn off the microphone there. The good news is, this guy's a big fan of Charlie's.
Now, was Charlie talking about Salisbury? Get this bleep out of here?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's what he was doing.
No, I think it was something else entirely. But I don't know. I'm just passing it on that whoever's responsible might need to know that.
Can you imagine a Charlie Polillo, Sean Salisbury rivalry?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm taking...
He's the size of Sean's...
He's got a size 7 shoe.
7.5.
So that's Sean's hand is bigger than that.
Well, Sean's.
It's my 10-year-old son that has the size 7
okay,
shoe.
Fine.
Charlie has a 7.5.
I'm telling you, that's not even a rivalry. That would be brutal. Regardless, you might pass that on to the powers that be that one of Charlie's big fans was listening today and heard that. So. Stuff like that happens. Hey, when we do this live stream, are they going to hear us over it during the breaks?
No.
So the mics will be off.
Yes, and okay. I got an update from Brandon. They're going to do a little bit of work on the lighting and the camera, and hopefully we'll be live next week.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, I think...
they're going to try to position the camels.
The camels?
The camera's a little better.
Can I have a camel?
That'd be awesome. Try to aim a camera at your camel toe, Fred, is what they were hoping.
Oh, well, you can't see that through the...
Right. They're going to try to get one right down here.
Pocket cam.
No, right. We're not doing pocket cams. Not here, no. But, that's the only thing that I... just from looking at it and talking to Brandon and Remy and those guys, I think they're going to come up with some ideas to really make us look good, so I'm excited about that. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, apparently things have gotten so bad at a South Carolina resort that they've had to put up new signs urging people not to harass alligators. Apparently, tourists threw carrots at one.
I saw this story. What?
So this is from the Fripp Island Activity Center. They say, today someone threw carrots onto a big alligator. This is a new level of stupid. We know some of Fripp's wildlife is amazing, but this is not how appreciation, respect, or admiration work. By giving these awesome prehistoric predators space, we can live alongside them. This behavior will not be tolerated.
I agree.
They have a description of the people responsible and are on the lookout. The fine for harassing an alligator is $200. That's $200 per carrot in this case. Make good choices. Don't be stupid. So that's our new sign. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
I think we could use that for a lot of things.
Throwing produce at alligators, though, it's pretty stupid.
That's one where, man, I'm rooting for the alligators.
They're freaking dinosaurs, man.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I want the alligators to say, you know what? I'm going to pass on these carrots, but I'm going to take your leg.
Yeah.
And I'd be okay with it. I'd be celebrating the alligator. I am team alligator on this one. Alligators are meant to be left alone. And you know, to be honest, they'll leave you alone.
They
will.
At that Brazos Bend Park, you can just walk around.
Well, they got them in Huntsville State Park, too. And if you're out in the canoes, which we like to do sometimes, you can go right by them. I don't like to get too close.
No.
But sometimes,
what if you hit one with your paddle?
Well, sometimes you don't see them when you get over close to the edges where there's a lot of air. You know, so I'm always on the lookout for them. But, yeah, I've gone right by them before. And it's not like they did anything except leave. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So, don't be stupid. All right. You know what? I think the person guilty should, the alligator should get 5 seconds to go after his hand.
Yeah.
Put the hand out there, the hand that threw the carrots, and you give the alligator 5 seconds. If he wants the hand and takes it,
yeah,
that's life.
Yeah.
If not, okay, you're fine. All right. Hey, let's do a giveaway on the way out. Win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Hang out with me in the special ESPN VIP section upstairs this Saturday night from 6 until 8. So don't call unless you want these, because this is a big deal, because you can stay after the races and catch the 2018 Spring Concert Series this Saturday. Don't miss Shooter Jennings immediately after live quarter horse racing. Tickets as low as $10. They're on sale now. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Come for the fun. Caller 12.
ESPN 97.5.